There we go. Okay, I'm going to go over SQL just a little bit, and then I'm going to put you to work. So, I'm going to open file, let's see, open, and see if I can find the payroll one. I want to look out on the T drive. I will never get used to not going up there to look for my drive. It is. My fingers go there. It just doesn't even matter that my fingers just go there. Yeah. Okay, so I want to basically go over quickly how to do SQL, and then I'm going to put you to work doing SQL. Okay, so if I go in and I want to do a new query, I do create query design. Okay, and then I close the, when it says show table, I close it. And that gets me the SQL. Okay, and I can click on SQL and I get into the editor that allows me to write SQL. Okay, now I'm going to, as I said, write in Notepad because I've got the Notepad settings so that it's bigger. So if I want to say select, and I think it was ID number, what was it? Employee name, I think. Department. Anybody want to tell me some other field that I've got on that table? I can always go to the table and look at it, and then I can see when I look at the table in design view, okay, so I've got department, gender, state. Okay, that's enough to remember. Again, it doesn't like having the table open when I'm writing, so I'm going to close the table and go back. So I'm going to say department, gender, state, from employee info, where, and now I put in my ifs, my conditions, my criteria, okay? So if I write where gender equals M and state equals MA, okay? This is basically saying that both of these things have to be true. I have to have an M under gender and a MA under state. So that would be the same as writing those two things on the criteria line, right? If I want an and relationship, I put them both on the criteria line, right? So that's the same as writing on the criteria line. Now, if I change this to an or, okay, now what is it the same as?
He's looking for the M or the state.
Right, so what would I put on the criteria line in the user interface? If I was in the user interface, what would be on the criteria line?
Gender or state.
I put gender on, let's say I chose gender. I put gender on the criteria line, I would put state on the or line. Okay, because they have to be on different. Does it matter which I do?
Yes.
If I put gender on the or line and criteria on the state line, it would on the state on the criteria line, try listening to myself, state on the criteria line, it would still work. It doesn't matter as long as one of them is on the criteria line and one of them is on the OR line. It doesn't matter which one I put there. It's just got to know that it's criteria OR. Okay, so that would be the two ORs. Then if I went in and I said, okay, I want department equal to CI, and I write this. Okay, how does this get resolved? This says CI and. So ands get resolved before ors, so those get grouped. So on the criteria line, I would have CI under the department, and I would have M under the gender. And then on the or line, I would have MA under the state. Because ands get resolved before ors. So it groups the two things in the and it makes the or stand alone. Now, what if that's not what I wanted? What if I want, yeah?
So if it's the and, it would look for the CI and the male gender?
Yes.
Those would have to go together?
That's right. Because ands get grouped. Okay, it ends up saying, I'm going to put these together, so I'm grouping them together. Because, okay. Well, that's what I meant to write. And I don't quite decide why it decided I shouldn't write that. So, these two would get grouped. Okay. It's very interesting today why it's deciding to do stuff. Okay, those two get grouped because ands get resolved before ors. So that means the things around the and get put together. That's what resolved means. The things around the and get combined, and this one stands alone. Now, if I want to change that, what do I do? If I want CI to always be true, I want CI to always be true, and then either of the others, how do I change it?
Change the and or?
Nope.
Parentheses
around. Put parentheses, yep. So if I put parenthesis around here, okay, now this is resolved because it resolves ors in the parenthesis, and the emphasis is on in the parenthesis. Actually, I probably should just say it resolves in the parenthesis because it would also resolve ands. So it resolves in the parenthesis first. Okay, so it comes out of the parenthesis knowing it's got to be one of those two combined with CI. So then it says CI and either of those. So if you were in the user interface, this would mean that the criteria line and the OR line would both have the CI. Because it has to be true. And then the gender would be on one, and the state would be on the other. So the department would have CI on both the criteria and the OR line. And then the gender would be on the criteria line, and the state on the OR line, or vice versa. State could be on the criteria line, gender could be on the OR line. Doesn't matter. But what I want is CI and male, CI and Massachusetts. That's what I want. CI has to be true. CI and male or CI and Massachusetts. Okay, so that's what has to be true. Okay. So that is a brief summary of how this works. How SQL works, a brief reminder. What I want you to do today is go in and form yourselves into groups of three and do this project. And I'll get to the right course and then we'll have the project. So there's the project. Now, as I told you, sometimes the SQL gets messed up. So I put the SQL on a separate sheet so that if it gets messed up in it, you can read it. Okay, so I've got the books database, and there's the database, and I'm going to open that. Okay, the ones that say SQL are the ones you're concerned with. I added to the ones that you did last week. So last week simply says 8th query, this says 8th SQL. So the ones you're looking at this time are the ones that say SQL. So if I click on 8th SQL, and then I say open it, and then I can go up and say I want to see the SQL view. And that's the SQL view. Okay? If you happen to open it in the user interface, the design view, sometimes it comes in and messes things up and throws in the 25 extra parentheses. So I would do it that way. I would click on open, right click and open it. That sees the results, and then come up here and get the SQL view. And my suggestion is you basically open them all, probably in order, like first, second, third, as opposed to 8th, first, like I did. Open them all and then work on meeting the criteria. Okay? The other part of the assignment is to do basically the same thing you did last time, which is tell me which of the SQLs meets this logic. So the first one is a flowchart, second one is a flowchart, there's flowcharts for a while, and then, actually I think I get they're all flowcharts. No, down here I'm not. Down here I'm asking some basic questions. So I'm saying find the one where A is true and also either B or C. So find that one. Okay, so what I want you to do is basically divide yourself into groups of three and get going. Okay, and I say three because only it really is hard to have four.